This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bahumia, everybody.
Bahumia.
I'm your dungeon master, Brian Murphy, joined by the returning Jake Hurwitz.
Hard one, Surefoot, baby.
Yeah.
Back
only,
at it.
If you've only been listening to the campaign, you didn't even notice that he was gone.
That's right.
You fool. You don't know anything.
You don't know shit.
But a lot has changed for me.
Yeah.
He's freshly fathered.
We banked a bunch of episodes.
Banked for baby.
You didn't know we could plan, did you?
Take that.
Take that.
In your face. But now I have an infant and I'll never plan again.
Yeah.
Our schedules are sand.
There we go. Of course, we also have Emily Axford.
Ready to smack a fucking bean rat, Calliope Patrick.
Poor bean rat.
It's going to be hard, but we do have to kill him.
Yeah, bean rat's possessed. It's not his fault.
I made him. I can unmake him.
Deep down.
And then, of course, we've got Caldwell Tanner.
Hey, Saul Buffaut here. You know, we talked about spit a lot last episode. And speaking of spit, did you know frog spit is a non-Newtonian liquid, which means it's a liquid in the mouth and a solid when it makes contact with bugs and insects?
What the fuck?
That's right.
Such a fucking crazy fact.
It's a really good-ass frog fact. And I want to thank Maker Mariah on Patreon and @SimpleBiologist on TikTok for providing me with that fact.
That is such a good fact.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I need to visually see that because I can't even understand.
It looks like goo. Imagine if your spit was goo.
It honestly sounds delicious. Yeah. I don't know what else to say.
We're veering dangerously close
tread
to DS
carefully.
Territory.
No, this is FS, baby.
We have to tread so carefully. And speaking of treading carefully, why don't we go ahead and do a little recap?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
So last time you did battle with Bronra and Mortis Bronze. Beard. At the start of the fight, Swag attacked Callie for commandeering his ship, but she won him over by refusing to fight and explaining that she had a way to pacify the serpent. After a hard one was blown up by a self-destructing mech, and kept alive by Kenna's quick squiring, Swag called for a ceasefire and the mothership crew temporarily agreed. However, when the serpent appeared, Bronra went on the attack. Her first blast was absorbed by Hard One, but she was able to use magical trickery to make it look like he was the one attacking.
That was a really good moment.
Yeah. What about the major image when she made it look like Hard One was attacking?
Wasn't that was a pretty
didn't
that
register.
Wasn't sick. Yeah. I don't remember.
I forgot that
part. I do remember Hard One saving his action to jump in the way.
Yeah,
from
that
like
was
the
pretty
top
cool.
five great momes of the last step. That doesn't make it.
That doesn't crack it.
Doesn't crack the momes.
Okay. I think from this side of the screen it was. After the beast swallowed Hard One, Foster flew off after him. Meanwhile, Saul and Swag held off Mortis while Callie pacified the serpent. Once she realized Swag was no longer on her side, Bronra stole the force cage capsule and attempted to use it. Just as it looked like Hard One and the serpent were about to be captured, Callie was able to use a well-timed dispel magic to destroy the device.
Another great moan.
Solid moan.
And that's exactly what it sounded like. Just the teeniest little fart laser coming out of Callie's hand, stopping this ultra powerful,
the most epic move
capsule. From there, Foster and Hard One escaped the belly of the beast and the dust settled. But as Callie approached the subdued serpent, it was suddenly mounted by Bean Rat, possessed by Gromdahl Bronzebeard. Gromdahl hissed at Callie about stealing another one of his quote-unquote pets and expressed bitterness towards his niece and nephew for not breaking him out of the dungeon sooner. He commanded Bean Rat to bite the serpent, sending it into an angry spiral up towards the Iron Deep dungeons. And that's where we are now.
Ooh.
So, We are still in combat. You guys have grabbed onto the scales of the serpent as it launches up at the rats above. Essentially, the rats have created like a trail of breadcrumbs leading to Gromdahl up in the dungeons underneath the city. Callie, you have established a bond with it, and it is focusing on killing these rats and not showing aggression towards you guys. You guys are kind of just along for the ride.
Okay.
But that doesn't
That's right, kill the rats. I fucking agree with you in this situation. Actually, I am going to unleash your ire that I've tried to fucking contain.
We trusted you, Bean Rat.
Yeah, Bean Rat, doused in beans, begins skittering towards you, Callie, getting ready to bite your fingers.
I smite it.
We thought you had honor.
Clearly
I'm
so possessed.
I'm going to smite the beans off of you.
You see,
you don't deserve to wear them.
Kenna is hanging on and is like, way far down. She rolled pretty bad on her initiative. Is like way far down the serpent from you guys. You just hear her going,
I can't exactly see what's going on up there, but I just from my magic 101 class, I think that it's not the rat's fault entirely.
Rat fucked us, Kenna!
I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily true.
You're too young to understand a grudge.
We invited this rat to our home. It shared our beans.
Okay.
You canned goods.
All right.
I gave it a bean baptism, and right. This is how it repays me.
I'm going to try to take notes, but I need to hang on to the scales. I will continue to remember this.
So, you guys have boulders and rocks flying everywhere, and again, we are still in combat, so everybody go ahead and roll a new initiative.
Ooh.
Okay.
Shout out to the two crew.
Oh, dear. Shout out to the three crew, but it becomes a 10.
Shout out to 23 rats, which I shall all punch.
Nice.
Damn. Mine becomes a 6.
10.
So here's how this is going to work.
Okay.
Gromdahl's essentially doing the bad version of what Callie is doing. So you need to beat Gromdahl's animal intimidation 2 turns in a row before you fall off, or it else is going to go ride off to the city and try to free him. The first time you beat it, you essentially break his influence over it. You break the spell. The second time you beat it, you're able to pacify the serpent again. Callie, you can use your persuasion like you've been using, and Foster can't give the help action because he's focusing on keeping everyone alive.
Uh-huh.
But other people can give help actions on their turns. They can do whatever they want. At the start of everyone's turns, you'll make a strength or dex save to avoid falling rocks. You can also do acrobatics or athletics if you'd prefer, and I will set the DC at the top of each round. It's going to be a DC 13 plus 1d4. So let's start at the top of the first round. As all of the combatants grab onto these serpent scales and follow this thing up, as a bunch of rats begin leaping onto the serpent, and the serpent begins flying up towards the city and swallowing all these rats, just breadcrumbs going towards Gromdahl. Bad roll. That's a DC 17 save at the start. Saul, at the top of the round, you are the first one. You are the quickest to act and grab onto a scale. You see a bunch of rocks and boulders falling above you as you ride to this thing. Go ahead and give me a dex save.
Our worst nemesis.
Yeah, you guys have a bad track record.
You dare show your head here?
Beans and boulders. It's over.
All right, we got rocks. I'm going to do an acrobatics check. Is that okay?
Yep.
That is going to be a 27.
You pass. I'm going to say you should probably do a dex save because of your abilities. You won't be able to take half damage.
Oh, interesting. Okay. 26.
There you go. Okay. So that is would be 23 damage. Mm-hmm. You would take half if you were not a monk, but you are a monk. So you're able to use your acrobatics and essentially swing from scale to scale. So you jump from one side to the other and avoid a giant falling boulder. And then you are free to take your turn. You do see that Mortis and Branra have jumped onto the serpent with you guys, but you don't know what they're up to.
Okay.
They're not hiding yet. They have not had a turn.
We just want to ride back home. Yeah.
Bronzebeard's beans and boulders.
Yeah, we're not fucking carpooling with you, okay?
Yeah, I'm just on Braun watch at this point.
Great. Okay, so you want to prepare a reaction?
Yeah, I'm going to hold a reaction to just kick their ass off of this serpent.
Great. I'm going to say you got to pick one, Mortis or Branra.
Ooh, who do I choose? You know what? I feel like Branra has been more of a threat, so I'm going to switch aim to her.
Okay, great. Saul, so you are keeping an eye on Branra. Let's hold for Emily pouring tea.
You can't even hear it.
Kidding.
It's she kept it real far away. She was quite respectful.
I'm gonna take a solidarity slurp.
Disgusting. After
God, if only it was non-Newtonian.
After Saul's turn, that is Mortis's turn.
No! Oh, you chose the wrong one.
No, take, you still chose
take your
wrong.
Eyes off one of us, and the other shall play.
Is this because I said you didn't have any good momes?
Yeah.
You see, Mortis is going to pull out his bolt pistol. He has already cast like a effectively like a mage hand type thing. So he's going to use a bonus action to use an ability called Distracting Hand. As a bonus action, while the Master Arcane Trickster has the Mage Hand active, it can designate a creature within 5 feet of the Spectral Hand. The Arcane Trickster has advantage on its attack rolls against the creature until the end of the turn so that he can get sneak attack. He's going to do this on Swag.
Shit.
I knew you were a sucker, but I didn't know you were a traitor.
It's been a very confusing half hour.
Oh, see, Swag, this is them showing their true colors.
And does manage to hit Swag. You see a blast from Mortis's pistol that rips into Swag's back as he clings to the side of the serpent here. Mm. After Mortis's turn, Mortis already used a bonus action, cannot hide, is just hanging on. And I'm going to say, if you don't use range stuff, if you're going to try to move across, you have to redo the dex save.
Gotcha,
to be able to essentially move around. After Mortis's turn, that is Swag's turn. Swag at the... Oh, wait, actually, Mortis at the start of his turn has to do a dex save, and Mortis fails. So Mortis gets fucking clocked for 19 damage by that exact rock that Saul moved out of the way from. Ah, you were blocking my vision.
That's right. We're suckers. We're duck team suckers.
Well, I have no context for that. Swag does his save and passes with flying colors. Does the same thing you did, Saul. Moves out of the way like a mirror image. Oh, you think I'm a sucker, huh? And is going to do a dex save to be able to successfully move down to Mortis. And it's just going to start fucking wailing on him. Oh no, wait!
You're going to be so fucking exhausted.
Yeah, you see Swag inflates one fist. Mortis is going to throw up a shield. So you do see that Swag misses on the first attack, still hits on the second attack, but misses on the third attack. So you see, gets a punch off on Mortis, bashes into Mortis's head. His head hits off the side of the serpent as you guys are all flying up. But Swag does 17 damage to him.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sweet 17.
And then he has to do a con saving throw.
Fuck yeah. Get his liver.
That he fails. So he now has disadvantage on checks.
Like, not saving like, but that's helpful for when he hides.
That's very helpful for when he hides. So probably not going to be able to hide.
I'm so tired.
Saul gives a big thumbs up, but can't decide whether to call Swag dad or bro. So he says, great job, Brad.
It's Swag, actually. Right. My mistake.
I like that. Brad.
I really like that.
That's a really interesting name.
I just really visually saw a split screen one, like, bro question mark, dad question mark, just slamming shoving into together. Each other to make Brad.
I guess if Mothership's trying to kill me again, I probably will have to take on a new identity. Brad Daniels.
That's Brad Daniels.
Surprisingly normal.
Really? Yeah. Shutting
up. Super normal.
Really slide under the radar with that one, yeah.
Inconspicuous.
Common name, too. I know, like, three from the Feywild.
You know three Brad Daniels?
Three, yeah.
That's such a boring
Bradford,
name.
Brad Lee, and Brad Steen.
Brad Steen, that's fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like the name a lot. Hell, I might go by Brad.
Well, now you're making
that's
it less fun.
That's a really
fun.
Good idea, Hardwon. Where'd you come up with that?
Brad, yeah, Brad Shorefoot.
I had another friend who stole names from me. I loved it.
After Swag, that is initiative 20. You see four packs of rats skitter down at Callie and begin biting at her fingers.
Oh.
Get away from it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I'm a friend to the beast. I'm a friend to the beast.
Lecherous traitors, the lot of you.
Nat's 20 to hit on the first one, which would only be a 22 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, that is 14 damage, Callie.
These rats are fucking me up.
What? Oh my god, another nat 20?
No!
Oh my god.
Stop it!
14 damage, Callie. They're just biting you directly on the neck.
I need you to take care of these rats because I have to use my action to work with this serpent.
Wait. I held a reaction. Can I stop the rats?
We said you were kind of waiting for Bronra, so I do think we have to honor the rats' great intensely.
I'll take my rat crits. I'll take my rat crits. Along with my dip spit. Sorry, I'm sorry, I said it.
No!
I said it.
Tread so carefully. You see Bean Rat gets in with a crit and really bites into your neck.
I fucking made you.
Before just you, foaming at the mouth, so possessed.
Before you met me, you were just a rat. I added the beans to your fur.
You're speaking in Gromdahl Bronzebeard's voice.
I am not a rat.
You are a rat.
I am not a rat.
Do you not live in the fucking ground, in the prison?
I am imprisoned here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like a fucking rat.
Rats are not imprisoned in the ground. They're in the ground by choice.
And do you like beans?
Be honest. How many beans do you have on you right now?
Of course I enjoy
now?
Beans.
He admitted it.
After...
What is your favorite food?
I mean, probably beans, but...
Okay.
After the rat swarms enter, that is Bronra's turn. And she points a bolt pistol up at Hard One. Saul, you may act.
I'm gonna jump right in front of that bolt pistol.
Great.
Can I deflect missiles even though it's a bolt pistol?
Yeah, I would allow that.
Okay,
yeah, it's like a projectile.
I'm like moving the wind around it to change its course.
Go ahead and do a dex save to make sure that you can move in the first place.
Okay.
She passes her save.
That's going to be a 23.
That does it.
Or 22.
Okay, so you jump in the way. She's going to do the same trick, has a mage hand as a bonus action. So you see a spectral hand grabs at you, kind of keeping you in place, and goes to shoot at you. Actually, no, you know what? Let's go ahead and do deception versus her insight to see if she is able to clock that you're the one that's going to take it.
Mm.
So she got on her insight a 14. So go ahead and give me deception.
Deception. 18.
18. Okay, so she does not clock you springing forward, getting ready to jump out.
Yeah, I go full shadow clone.
I forgot there were two of you. She goes to blast into you. She only gets the one shot. 19 to hit.
Misses.
Okay, misses. You see the bolt.
Right.
She gets a little startled, seeing Saul jump out in front of her, and she blasts in the wrong direction and completely misses Hard One.
Hey. I just slap the bolt away with my tongue.
Save the bolt.
Thanks a lot, Saul. I can't believe she was trying to shoot me, Brad. The nerve.
Well, now I can't be Brad, right?
We can both be Brad.
I can't be Brad.
We barely ever hang out. This is like the first time.
Yeah, I have to warn you, I'm also thinking of becoming Brad.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Brad Petrichor.
Okay.
BP. That's pretty cool.
One of the
BP?
One of the fun things about being Swag Daniels was I was the only one I thought.
Brad Buffaut. BB.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right.
BB, BP, and BS.
Not sure how much I love this.
The Band of Brats.
Callie, start of your turn. Go ahead and give me athletics or acrobatics.
I'm gonna do acrobatics.
The rat pack versus the Brad pack.
Ooh, I got a 29.
Okay, 29 passes. However, you're not a monk, so you still take half. You take 10 damage, Callie.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to use this. I'm going to use this.
Okay.
I'm getting bloodied up, and I think I try to get the serpent's attention, and I think I want it to see me, who it's like been talking to, like weakened.
Okay.
And I think I'm just going to say, please, please, I can't do this for much longer. The window is closing. This can't go on for that much longer. And I just let it see me being really weak.
Go ahead and give me your persuasion check. And we are going to be competing against Gromdahl. And you see Beanrat's eyes glow red.
Do not listen to her, my pet. You must come home.
18 on the dice.
Ooh, okay.
Plus my 14 from my Emissary of Peace.
He got a 27. What did
I
you
got
get?
A 32.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, Callie, you see as you plead to the serpent, blood drops off of your wounds as all of these rats descend on you. And as Bean Rat, aka Gromdahl,
and I wanted him to see that I'm not fighting the rats. They're fighting me.
You see, Starfire joining the blood
coming out of your wounds begin leaking in between the scales on the serpent, and you see that it glitters with starfire and begins slowing down, stopping its ascent towards the city. It's still in danger of being charmed by Gromdahl again, but it starts like lashing out at nearby rats. For now, it is no longer headed towards Irondeep. It's just mad now. And if anything, you get the sense it's kind of trying to defend you in a like misplaced way. And you see Foster just like, wah, wah, as the worm is like crashing the rats into the wall.
Okay. Okay. They're like flies. You just need to swat them. This doesn't need to be so big.
Actually, I'm going
to
say.
I will also bonus action give a bardic inspiration to Hard One.
Great.
Ooh. Thank you.
So I look at him and I wink at him with a...
Wait, sorry, give a bardic to who?
Hard One.
To Brad.
A bardic inspiration.
Yeah, a bardic inspiration. I give a bardic inspiration.
I don't know that I want to be Brad with everyone.
It's too late.
Okay.
It's just too late.
Everyone always steals my name.
I'm sorry.
There's really no other way.
Do people steal your names too?
Every time I come up with a cool nickname, my friends just want to take it from me.
What the heck is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Guess we're just gregarious people. We know that people know that they will give them the names if we come up with the names.
Exactly.
I don't see a world where the four of us aren't Brad. I'm sorry.
Petitioned to also be Brad.
Granted.
Oh, I love that for you.
Granted. Brad the Squire. What's your last name, Kenna?
My last name is Ironborn.
Brad Ironborn.
And you clock that Forgefather Krugen is, his last name is Krugen.
Ah. So this isn't.
Oh, it is. Mm. She's choosing not to have his name.
Oh, my.
Oh. So in this very stupid you learned something very special.
Yes, it is.
It's really too bad because BK would have been really good initials.
I'm going to say, this serpent is trying to smash the rats that are around Callie. So they're going to have to do saves. They weren't doing saves because they're like small enough that they're kind of inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
One pack of them saves. You see like gets in between the scales that are getting crushed. One other one gets like halved and two other ones get crushed and are just gone.
Okay. We've taken out our revenge. Now we need to make our escape, okay? Because do you see what this world does to people like us?
Serpent continues to freak out as you see at initiative 10, three more packs of rats jump down and begin going after Callie.
Okay, were all these rats like sleeping in the cell with you? What are you doing with all these rats?
Bean Rat looks up. You spoke to the rats. We established that there's a network of rats in the underground, did we not?
Yeah, no, I know, but like, do they all like come to you? Are you like sleeping on a bed of rats or are they just all over?
Sometimes they come to me and they...
Are you the rat king?
Yes.
Do you have a tail?
When I wild shape, sometimes I have a tail.
Does that tail get tangled up with other tails?
Occasionally, if I have many rats inside of my room, sometimes... If I'm talking to many rats at once, our tails will get caught. Sometimes do I just, for ease of conversation, so I don't have to cast speak with animals, turn into a rat to speak with them easier?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Does that make it more likely that our tails get tangled?
Uh-huh.
Also, yes.
Are you currently tangled up with a couple rats?
A couple? No. One? Yes.
Wow.
Has this happened with this rat before? Is this a problematic rat?
Yes. Get off of me, Raymond.
So there are three more rat packs. Not rat packs, not singing crooner.
Maybe.
Fly me to the moon.
Three.
Let me feast upon the bean.
What? Serpent, you need to fly these rats to the moon, okay?
These three do not manage to do damage to you.
Okay.
Get up, bite into you, but are literally biting into your armor, which is way too hard to get through. The rats are literally a numbers game. The rats before crit on you twice.
Yeah.
That's the only way they're doing major damage.
Just sounds like someone at Vegas playing a weird game involving rats on a craps table.
Yeah.
It's a numbers game, man.
That's what the rat packs are doing. After the rats, that is Hard One's turn.
Okay. So I need to do a dex save or
you can do athletics.
Athletic checks. Okay, I'll do athletics.
Great.
I rolled a nat 1.
Yikes. You hear Kenna goes,
on your 12, Rocks. Rocks on your 12, Mr. Shorefoot.
Okay, so my watch is actually a digital.
Oh,
so I'm
above you.
He knows how to read, but can he read clocks?
I fully turned around and took it to the back of the head.
Yeah. So go ahead and reroll that. She's going to use reinforce.
Oh, amazing.
She used a reaction.
Sick.
Damn, smooth move, Brad. There we go. That's a 27.
I think I want to be Kenna again.
That passes. You only take half damage. You would take 15. You take 7 instead.
That's huge.
Now you have a turn.
Okay. I think I'm going to go after Branra because she tried to shoot me in the head.
What? It wasn't personal. It was just because, like, our families have history, and I blame you for my cousin's death, and also because I don't like you, personally.
Well, yeah, that's actually personal. Fair. You shouldn't blame me for your cousin's...
True.
Yeah. I think I want to just knock her off the serpent.
Okay, so here's the deal with that. That requires you to redo the roll, and if you fail, that stops your movement, so you can't move. But go ahead and give it another try. It's DC 17 to make a movement.
All right. 24.
Okay. You get up to her, and you're going to try to do a shove attack, essentially have her go 5 feet off the serpent?
Yeah. But a drop kick more than a shove.
Great. Yes, okay. So you drop down. I'll say you like let go and you grab on like a rock climber onto a scale right next to her. She turns next to you shocked. Go ahead and make a shove attack.
Go get her, Brad.
Come on, Brad. You have a Braddock if you need it.
I do have a Braddock.
Good God. She got, I'll tell you, you're trying to beat a 16.
Okay. I have a 14, so okay. I'll use my Braddock.
It's a D8.
Nobody puts Braddy in the corner. That's a dirty 20.
Oh! Okay. Woo! Hard one. Describe what it looks like as she is not killed, but Branra is thrown from the serpent.
I think I just hang onto the scales. I kip my legs back, kick her off the serpent, and then I make eyes at Bean Rat, and I go... I point at my eyes, and I point at Bean Rat's eyes.
You see, the clearly possessed rat does not respond to you. Mortis, the sibling, does point a gun at you, though.
What the hell did I do to you?
You threw my sister off the fucking serpent, dude.
Yes, but what did I do to you, I said.
That's a great question, actually.
You do see, yeah, Branra disappears into the dirt.
This isn't over, Shorefoot!
Is she going to take falling damage?
She will take falling damage, but you don't see that it is, there's too much going on right now to clock where she ended up. So Branra disappears. After Hardwin's turn, that is Kenna's turn. Kenna kicks it off by absolutely failing her check.
Okay.
Oh no.
And she takes 18 damage. And she's taken some damage from rocks before. She's hardy for a squire, but she is still a squire, so she is looking pretty hurt.
Right, because her squire attire probably can't be bulletproof.
Pretty close to time for this squire to retire. Mm-hmm. I am injured.
Oh!
And yet I have one potion left. Miss Petrichor, I'm on my way!
You see, she's going to attempt to make an athletics check.
Kenna.
And she does. She succeeds. She's able to use her movement. Ah! She crawls up to you, and you see she, like a mountain climber, like secures a carabiner on the side of the serpent.
We're all about safety at Squire School.
And then pulls out a potion as she has like her hands freed and pours it into your mouth.
As I'm gargling the potion, I say, Kenna, you really should come with us down to the fire giants.
I plan on it. I need to get General Bronzebeard back.
Good.
Until then, I'm a squire for hire.
Consider yourself hired.
She gives you 20 HP.
Woo!
All right. After Kenna's turn, that is top of the round, new DC for the rocks. The rocks are now DC 16, so not as bad. Things have calmed down a little bit. The serpent is no longer going directly up, is just slamming in every which direction, kind of like it was originally, except not trying to eat you, which is nice.
Okay.
Mortis sees that the deck is completely stacked against him, has way less conviction with this than Branra does, so is going to, you see, pulls out like a data pad on his bracer,
type something and either casts invisible or some kind of misty step or something and whoosh, disappears from the battlefield.
Hmm.
That is Swag's turn. Swag is going to roll to see if he saves. Does manage to save from the falling rocks. Is just going to go over and just start pounding on the rats that go next.
Yeah. Stun him.
He does not even need to stun them. Oh, he right. crits.
Yeah.
So he makes mincemeat of a bunch of these rats with his big inflated fists. Destroys them.
Damn, dude. You just kicked the shit out of those rats.
Let it out. It doesn't feel that great.
Frogs versus rats.
After
they all made their choice.
They
willfully with clear minds.
I don't know that they... When you were at Mothership, did they do classes and stuff on magic?
Yeah, I went to barely any of them. I was busy washing towels for all the Quidditch games.
I don't know what any of those things are. After the rats' turns that got destroyed, Callie, that is your turn. You
okay.
have... Oh, wait, sorry.
Yes, Saul,
could I go
skipped
please?
You. Yeah. We skipped you.
All right, so Mortis is out of the picture. Bronra's been kicked off. I'm still a little worried he might be hiding somewhere, but... I'm going to focus on Callie. I'm going to go over to her and give her the help action.
Thank
right
you.
On. So, yeah, Saul crawls over next to you, rock climbing on the side of these giant scales, glittering with starfire, but also there's something like orange and glowing and fiery and angry here. Mm-hmm. That is the manifestation of Gromdahl's sort of anger and intimidation.
Yeah.
He is going to roll, and I'll tell you the base. The base is a dirty 20. You have to beat a dirty 20.
Okay.
Oof.
I just really delicately pet its scales. I sort of like pet around the places that have been hit or hurt. And I just say, it's time to go home. That is a 31.
A 31. Callie, as you and Saul connect with this creature, and I'll say Saul even uses some of his spores and whatnot in his connection to nature and the network.
And the beastlands, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys are able to pacify this creature. You see that the serpent is now surrounded by starfire, which begins repelling the nearby rats, banishing the charm condition from them. So they go from having these like red glowing eyes to suddenly looking normal, being terrified of this giant monster and skittering away, with the exception of Bean Rat, who stays possessed for a little bit longer and looks at you, Callie, and goes,
count your blessings for now. I will not rot in these dungeons.
Oh, I'm coming for you. I'm going to get my friend, and as soon as I get him, I'm going to pay you back for everything you've done to all these beasts.
See to it that you do.
You see eyes flash from red to just regular rat eyes, and then Bean Rat just begins rolling around in beans.
Can I just try to shove? I want all these rats to get teleported to the Beastlands with the serpent.
Yeah, you just put the rats on top of...
It's a better life for all of you.
Oh, damn. Bean Rat, we can't stay mad at you.
Bean Rat, bring it in.
I'm sorry, Bean Rat.
I'm sorry, Bean Rat.
Come here. You can betray me anytime.
You know what? You're Brad Rat now.
Brad Bean Rat. Brad.
Bean Brad begins cuddling with you guys. Okay, if there's going to be this many brats, it's just not fun anymore, right?
Speak for yourself. Brad.
Although, wait, if I'm a Brad in a sea of Brads, it would be so much easier to hide.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not a Brad idea.
Now you're getting it?
There it is.
So, you see these rats, their eyes return to normal, and most of them skitter away, and some of them stay on the serpent to be banished. And you see that the serpent begins carving out a cave for you, and then places you guys down, and begins examining you closely, and you see Foster's there, red eyes connected with it. And as Starfire collects around it, you see that the beast begins to shrink. The scales compress, and its body moves inward, smaller and smaller, until it ceases to fill the space of the tunnel and flops down to earth next to you, causing a small tremor, like knocking you back. You see Kenna's like, falls over, clanks with like heavy armor on. You see the beast continues to shrink until it is roughly the size of a horse, kind of much like the silver serpent size. This one still has bronze scales
and a maw like a giant great worm with rows of teeth, but it is now the sort of, you know, manageable size of like a familiar and begins to wrap around your legs.
All right. You did it.
Can I try to understand? Like, does this mean that it's back in the Beastlands? Hi, little guy. Are you sort of like a holographic representation of that which has already been transported to the Beastlands?
You see, the little bronze serpent looks up at you, still has this terrifying maw, even though it's much smaller, and just begins going, nom, 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 nom,
nom, nom, nom, nom, nom, nom, nom, nom, nom. I fish a shrimp out of my pocket and throw it in.
Just absolutely eats it, but eats like a bunch of dirt with it.
Take the shell off first, okay.
Bites so hard through the shell.
Is that from the crick?
It's from TGI Scade.
Even older, okay.
In my pocket.
We're pretty far from Esri.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you lose things in your pocket.
Hey.
Adventurous pockets are deep.
Callie, have you been hoarding shrimp? You have to tell me if you've been hoarding shrimp.
Can I fish in my pocket to see if I have another
shrimp? Yeah, if
you've
been hoarding shrimp, go ahead and roll a d4 to see how many shrimps you have.
I've got one left.
One left. Oh, no, it's a D4 times 5.
Wait, no, that's 4.
Four times 5 is 20. You have 20 shrimps.
I have enough for like a pretty nice goblet of shrimp cocktail.
Okay, well.
All right.
I have 19.
Let's wet our whistles just to get the mood.
Interesting. 19. Okay. I need to be taking notes of how knights prepare their feasts while they're traveling. I didn't realize that shrimp kept so well.
Esri shrimp are famously well-preserved.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they basically feed on farms of, like, preservatives.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, you do. It was from TGI Skydays, so you're probably concerned at how pink the shrimp is.
This looks too good.
Hand-painted.
Yeah, this looks fine. Before Albert got promoted to toilet paper division, he was a shrimp preserver.
Wow. Yeah, but Callie, as you ask about, you know, is this just a reflection of something that is safe in the Beastlands, you suddenly see, almost like fungi, like roots begin appearing in nearby dirt and connect to form a face that looks like Oberon.
Oberon?
Yes.
Have you received the serpent I sent you? We sent you.
I have not. But I've been watching. You have quelled the serpent's rage and earned its trust.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it will remain here by your side for now.
Oh, this angry worm is ours?
Nom, 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 nom.
Starts biting rocks.
I throw a shrimp at hard one to see if it gets
it. I dive for it.
Yeah.
Just consume it with a ton of dirt from the cave floor. Yeah.
Hard one has to eat dirt to be able to get the shrimp before the serpent. And you see the serpent begins aggressively sort of taking almost like a cobra stance, like a rattlesnake stance with hard one.
Nom, 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 nom.
I get really rigid too.
Careful. She said there was 20. Barely enough for all of us, but just enough.
I actually said 19.
No!
Yeah, you see Oberon looks at you, Callie, and goes,
"The serpent cannot ascend until Gromdahl Bronzebeard has been dealt with. He has a magical claim to it. Having marked it as his familiar, it will only be safe when he is killed or broken his bond."
Is that because he hatched it?
That and by magical means, he is anchoring it here.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, is it safe in this form? Could we bring it with us to the giants?
I think you have no choice but to bring it with you. The serpent is tough. It can quite literally chew through rocks. Its scales are as strong as rocks, but it is not invincible in its current state.
Huh.
Okay.
So it could potentially be in danger.
Okay. I look to everyone. We can keep this little serpent alive, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll help keep us alive.
I think we've been really spoiled by how indestructible Foster is. Are the two of you willing to take on some more vulnerable dependency?
I'm willing to protect this serpent. I will
I'll need just a little bit of fortification, I think, in the form of a crustacean or shellfish. Just some kind of protein.
I throw a shrimp just a little bit closer to the surface.
Go for it.
But still in between them, but like okay. An inch closer to
hard,
the surface.
Hard one. Contested an athletics check. You have disadvantage because it's a little closer.
Oh, fuck. Well, with disadvantage, I'm definitely going to have to use this nat one that I just rolled. Okay.
The serpent also rolled a nat one, so you see this rock serpent and a hard one bash heads.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I will protect it starting now.
And you see, Kenna salutes.
I am but a humble servant to the serpent.
And you, Saul?
I look to Swag, or Brad, and I say,
Swag. It's Swag.
It's Swag, okay.
Yeah.
Everyone deserves a home. Everyone deserves a place where they feel safe and they're surrounded by those they know and love. Mm-hmm. Let's get this serpent home.
Okay, we're going to take a little detour, but we will get this serpent home.
I shall watch your progress.
Okay, well.
With great
interest. Yeah, but only the progress.
You don't have to put it like
only
that. You progress. Really don't have to
You're
put
the ones who
it
make
like
it
that.
Weird.
Do you want a shrimp before
You're
you
the,
go?
Yes, of course. Just put it in the root.
Careful. I only have like 14 left at this point.
You see that Oberon eats it in a really weird way where the roots come out and he like eats around like the outside, like eats the skin.
What?
Like,
what?
I don't want to eat the bone.
Why are you're wasting
There's
it?
No bone.
There's no bone in a shrimp.
What?
You are like the master of beasts and you don't know that
I don't go in the water very often.
Oh my god.
Okay.
So just land
you have to tell me if there's bones or
there's
not.
There's no bones.
That's why I made Foster.
Checks out.
I don't understand bones.
You don't understand that?
I don't understand them.
That's fair, actually. That's really fair.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Trees don't have bones.
I'm
Honestly,
a tree.
I have them. I'm full of them. I'm fucking chock full of bones and I don't really understand
It's
them.
Buttoned up.
Yeah.
You see, Oberon disappears into the dirt. And yeah, you guys are left with, you got Kenna here, you got Swag here. The Bronzebeard siblings have disappeared. They are just somewhere in the caves now. There's kind of the chaos of the serpent. Now you guys are just in this big sort of burrowing ground. But you have not, you guys only went two rounds up. Mm. And you guys are kind of headed in the right direction towards the Fire Giant City. You guys have not lost that much ground. Oh. You sort of made even more of an enemy of Gromdahl Bronzebeard, mm-hmm. Yeah. But all things considered, you have your serpent.
Well, I feel like Bronra and Mortis wouldn't be stupid enough to follow us down into the Fire Giant Kingdom.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. They're, oh God, they're so petty. I'm so screwed. Yeah, you
okay,
see?
Okay, let's try to find them.
Down. I lost my job. I lost my life.
Listen.
I got to go on the run again.
We're all unemployed and on the run.
What do you need a job for? We have 14 shrimp left.
Yeah. We're shrimp rich.
No, I know.
Actually 12, but I ate 2 while we were talking.
Oh.
Yeah, let me write that down.
I respect that, actually.
Can I do a perception check to try to find Bronra and Mortis?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's a good idea.
14.
You don't see any sign of
I'll give
sign
a bardic, I mean a bratic to Saul.
Okay.
While
okay.
he looks.
Yeah, I swivel my eyes independently and look around.
Great.
17?
You don't see any okay. sign of them.
Okay, so they're probably going to try and... I mean, we can just keep doing perception checks
Here's what I can say as someone who knows Bronra uh-huh. and Mortis. I'm absolutely fucked in my life because I work with Mothership and I have a life here and they're just going to come after me again. Uh-huh. But mm-hmm. Bronra and Mortis don't like to fight unless they have the upper hand. Those two are not sneaking up on us without
you don't
their
think they're
fancy
gonna follow
mech
us
suits.
Down.
If anything, they're probably concerned at the how they're going to get home. They've got their work okay. cut out for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to gather their forces. They'll,
yes.
They will come for us.
They're going to retreat, and then they're going to kill you with like a tank or a giant plasma cannon or something fun.
But okay. if we well. Were able to return with Jaina.
Yeah. You see Kenna salutes and goes, if we have General Bronzebeard, she will definitely have a plan in place.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the people, we can make it a public thing, so like the people support her, right?
The people, of course, everybody yeah. loves General Bronzebeard.
All right.
Okay. Everyone.
Swag goes, well.
All right.
Brad, elaborate.
All right, Brad. All right, Brad.
Brad. Well, it's just hard with, yeah, look, I've got to undo a lot of mothership stuff right now.
Oh, yeah.
I was being told that, you know, she's stopping the innovation of mothership and everything, and now I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing what's going on here.
Swag,
yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
So do we get the sense that we can chat for a second without being in active danger?
Yeah, you see the serpent just goes over and starts grazing with rocks.
I think I want to encourage Kenna to try getting mounted on the serpent.
Right.
You see Kenna goes over. She's going to do an animal handling check.
You got this.
You see just goes, gets on one side, flops over, hits the ground. But, you know, she's got a great attitude. Just goes, it's not about how many times you fall off the serpent. It's about how many times you get back on.
That's right.
And you see, exactly right, Brad.
She keeps jumping back on and falling off, jumping back on and falling off.
But I want to ask Swag. Swag, do you know what the mothership's plans or designs are up north?
Swag will do a history check. And gets a natural 17. Ooh. You see, he thinks about it and he goes, I know back when Ezri was kind of the main HQ that they were talking about spreading to these different cities. There are Magitek companies up there, but Mothership doesn't really have a big base there. In fact,
what sort of magic are they specializing in up north? I mean, is it just ice or... is there another type of magic that they're specializing in?
They actually aren't as reliant on Magitek as we are down here. They use it for more of the practical purposes, literally keeping the city warm.
Right.
But not
snowplows.
Snowplows and whatnot. Here, you know, in Ezri, they had the mothership air yacht. Here we have a giant submersible vehicle that's about as big as the air yacht that was in Ezri.
And what sort of, vehicle do they have up north?
They don't have one.
Nothing.
Not from Ezri.
Okay.
I think they had plans to expand, and they probably still do have plans to expand, but they haven't been active yet.
All right. Well, let's deliver them another setback. How does that
sound? Yeah, that sounds really good. Yeah.
Hey there, Nadpoles. Did you know that about 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgot about? Truly, even if you think you have your number of subscriptions under control, you might as well check out Rocket Money. Just to be sure, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, folks. With Rocket Money, you got full control over all of your subscriptions and a clear view of those expenses. You can see all your subscriptions in one place, so if there's anything you don't want, Rocket Money will help you cancel it with just a few taps. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate your bills lower for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They will deal with customer service and all those AI chatbots so you don't have to. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and it's saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions. That is saving their members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Hey, everybody. It's Emily here to talk to you about Mint Mobile. It's spring cleaning. We're getting rid of the things that don't serve us anymore. And you know what doesn't serve anyone? Expensive phone bills. If you'd like to declutter your finances, it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/pawpaw. That's mintmobile.com/pawpaw. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/PAWPAW. $45 upfront payment minimum required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Goodbye, sweeties. Okay.
Swag, how do you feel about joining up with us for a bit and
Just trying to do some damage to Mothership.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I guess I spent so long trying to convince myself that it was okay to work for Mothership because I'd work for the Bronzebeards, but yeah, I'm still pretty damn mad at Mothership. They captured me. Patina Glenbottle held me hostage for months and tested on me.
Yeah, that's really fucked up.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that? We've got like 1.5 Molsons and 12 shrimp in our backpack.
Saul says this a little too eagerly.
Yeah.
Molsons? Come on.
Actually,
you've been holding out
10
on
10 shrimp. I've eaten two since.
Great.
Can someone else hold the shrimp? Can somebody else hold them?
Let's just put them in Foster. That seems fair. Give me a Pez dispenser for shrimp.
Okay, give them to me and I'll put them in Foster.
You see, Foster begins doing weirdly the same thing Oberon did, of just like chewing the outside of the shrimp.
Foster.
Foster shrugs. He doesn't know
how
shrimp.
Don't worry.
Just an immortal hunter. You'd think he'd know about the. Okay.
You're right. You think he's dressed an animal before and come to close contact with bones.
You guys have time to kind of take a long rest if you guys want to like essentially like camp in this cave.
Yeah,
you
know? Cave camping.
Or you guys can keep moving. It's kind of up to you.
Cave. I think I'd like to take a rest. Kenna.
Yes.
You suggested maybe you needed a minute.
A squire of Irondeep never tires of Irondeep.
Would you like a long rest?
If you guys need one, but if it were up to me, I'd keep going.
Okay,
until
let's
I
keep
got...
going then.
Yeah, you see, Kenna is drenched in sweat, has is incredibly injured from the battle that just happened.
Yes. Let's keep going.
All right, we probably shouldn't. Is that safe to build a fire down here?
Oh, can you build a fire in a cave?
Can a squire build a fire?
Yeah, he could build a fire in a cave. We all have fire resistant armor on.
I don't. Oh yeah, how are you doing? It's really hot.
It's pretty hot down here, but we're not near the fire giant city yet. So.
Oh.
What are we gonna do about that when we get down to the fire giants?
Oh, I can't go down to any kind of fire giant city. I'll burn up.
That's true.
Oh. I think I'm going to be like, Kenna, let me teach you how to ride this serpent and give Swag and...
Great.
Swag and Saul some cool space.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait. I can make us a Liaman's tiny hut.
Great.
Ooh.
What does it look like now?
I mean, we're in a cave. I want to make like a really cavey one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Great. I'll say, yeah, you make
I
like
want to
a...
make one that like the entrance looks like a serpent's mouth. Oh, and okay. There's little fangs that hang, but they're like little lights, like welcoming lights.
Cool. Wow. Very cool. Looks like a fun house.
Yeah. We're going to do like a real serpent themed one.
You guys go inside the serpent themed.
It's going to look like Meow Wolf made it.
Very cool. You guys get inside the Liaman's tiny hut. You see the serpent follows you guys in.
Nom, 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 nom.
It's just eating rocks all around you.
Are those good, by the way?
Nom, 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 nom.
You should try one.
The hard one tries a rock.
It chips your tooth instantly.
Oh, don't do that. Is there a reason that a hero?
Well, the serpent was eating it, so I.
Do you have a cosmetic dentist that you go to?
Is it that bad? Hard one smiles.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I could put a straw in your mouth without you opening it.
Damn. Right on the front.
Kenna whispers to Callie and Saul and goes,
whatever General Bronzebeard talked about Hardwood Shorefoot, she was mostly very reverential, but also would kind of like with some caveats. And now
right.
He just ate rocks.
Maybe I'll try a smaller one. That was the issue.
No.
You see the serpent begins treating, thinks that Hard One's a baby serpent and starts crushing rocks and leaving dust for you.
This is so cute. I don't interrupt it.
Hard One eats dust.
I mean, it's...
It's finally come to
you
that.
You eat it.
You have to adjust your expectations a little bit.
Right, yeah. I mean, one person can't have everything.
I also feel like it's the courage and bravery to eat rocks that translates over to other stuff he's done.
Hard One smiles with the chipped tooth.
You've chipped a couple more.
Really?
It's true. Sometimes you got to be willing to eat a few rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. To make an omelet? A rock omelet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that in front of Hard One. He'll want one.
A worm begins cooking a rock omelet for him and his baby. Kenna spends some time with Callie and Hard One. Saul, you're kind of over on the side with Swag here. Mm-hmm. You guys have a couple of ales. Yeah, I think you know most of my story, but Mothership brought me in. They were promising me that I'd be leading a squad of monks, and then they captured me and they started to do this strange cloning experiment. I don't know why it had to be me in particular. Maybe it was as simple as they wanted it to be a monk, somebody with a trained body, and then they wouldn't have to supply them with weapons.
Huh. They could be deployed anywhere.
Yeah. But, anyway, I broke out of the lab, and Patina was sending me all kinds of threatening messages and saying that she'd track me down and how I'd better not run my mouth about all of this. And this was back before Mothership had all these crazy military contracts and everything. This was when they were, you know, just starting spreading Magitek throughout Bohemia. So, you know, something like this getting out could potentially be very bad for them. So I went into hiding, and I didn't want to draw them to Moonstone. And, you know, while I was in the Iron Deep Mountains, I've had clones track me down.
What are the other clones like? Are they like me, or are they different?
I was really surprised to see you, Saul, because they all showed up within the first few years of me going into hiding. And they should have been like little kids, but they must have been genetically tampered with or something. They were fully grown. They looked like me, but they were completely brainwashed. There was no reasoning with them. There was no talking to them. They were just programmed to kill.
I don't remember anything about my early childhood. I just remember being left at the water park and just kind of having to fend for myself. Maybe that's a blessing in disguise.
I mean, maybe they gave up on the program and some of the tadpoles were put in water or something, and that's how you ended up there?
Well, it's, you know, I guess every family's got a couple of bad clones.
Oh, I've seen bad clones. You are not a bad clone, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Brad.
Yeah. But
so what are you going to do now? I mean, you can't go back to Mothership. Your spot's been kind of blown up. You can't go down to the Fire Giants with us. But I hope this isn't the last time I see you.
Yeah, no. I've told you about myself, but how did you get mixed up in all this Mothership stuff?
Well, I guess, you know, we're destined in a way to end up back there. I got abducted from the water park and was recruited to Launchpad, the academy. And then I met Albin, who's kind of like the one bright point in what otherwise was a false illusion of an existence for a couple of years. And then after that, I met these guys. We were all D-class knights. From there, we fought Patina Glenbottle and killed her. She was also a clone.
Nice.
Strangely enough.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
God damn it. Maybe she was testing stuff on us so that she could do it on herself safely. That's so fucked up.
That's really fucked
God,
up.
God, she's so fucking scary and bad. Do you think she's still cloned and alive or something and is going to come for us?
You know, I didn't think about that until you said it, and now I'm really worried about it. But okay. We really fucked over, like, the central HQ of Mothership Esri.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Over here at Bronzebeard Industries, when suddenly that giant ship fell out of the sky, people mm-hmm. were pretty concerned, but then also, I don't know, I guess some of the higher-ups might have been excited to become the new powerhouse in town.
Yeah. As Saul thinks, he kind of like is recollecting his thoughts about everything that's happened. He says, oh yeah, I should mention, and he relays everything about B. Alexandrite.
I was just thinking that. I was like, fuck, we haven't like looked in on what's going on with that.
So yeah, we definitely destabilized Mothership, but there's kind of this weird little just remaining modicum of a problem. And I explain how there's a mechanical octopus monster made of computers somewhere in the ocean. Yeah.
You see, he hears somewhere in the ocean and sort of eyebrow cocks up and goes, well, that's not good, because the HQ of Mothership Bronze is under the water.
But oh.
Obviously, Mothership hasn't been sharing everything with me. I don't know that they know everything about that, or I guess if they do, they might not want the sort of rank and file to know about it.
Yeah. I mean, the last we saw, this thing was just swimming out into the depths, and it seemed like it wanted to acquire more tech. So,
God.
I think, like, the nearest chance we get, we should check in and see how that submersible's doing.
All right.
Because yeah. I don't wish them well, but I don't know if I want whatever Bealexandrite is to acquire any more Magitek.
Yeah, God. You see Swag just looks out and shakes his head. How did we work for these guys?
I think we just wanted to be connected to something, you know? I mean, why did you leave Moonstone? You had a family. You had a life.
Yeah, it's true. Moonstone was, you know, it was wonderful. It's warm days, cold water, star-filled skies. But when that's your whole life, when that's your whole world, you wanna go out and you wanna see what else it has to offer.
You want a bigger pond.
Unfortunately, I've learned that there's a lot more sharks in the pond than I thought there were.
There shouldn't be sharks in a pond.
Shouldn't be sharks in a pond.
They're usually saltwater creatures.
Yeah.
I went to that class at Launchpad.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
It's mostly magic and marine biology. I don't know what the curriculum is, but it's varied.
Crazy.
Say, do you guys want a stone omelet? Either you guys
I'm
want
good
rock omelets or...
You know, I do. I think I do want one.
You know what?
I think I'm gonna take one too. And can I, like, before each bite, cast Shatter on it? To just, like, break it up a bit.
Wow.
Kenna cozies up next to you, Callie, and goes, why are we eating rocks?
He needs this.
Because friendship is about compromise.
Okay. He may eat rocks, but his ego is fragile.
His ego is as fragile as his teeth.
Hardwin hums happily.
And Saul does that thing that frogs do where they squish their eyes down to swallow.
Aw.
Good.
Not bad, right?
Kenna, yeah. Can I tell you something that I'm scared you might be mad at me for?
Okay.
I'm friends with your dad.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. If you don't know who I'm talking about, then maybe I've got the wrong little girl. I have a friend.
You do, because I'm a fully grown squire.
Okay. Forgive me. My friend Krugen told me about his very spirited, very brave daughter, and I thought maybe you were her. But I've mistook.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check.
Nat 20.
Ah, oh,
yes!
You see, Kenna kind of looks away.
Okay, yeah, sure. What did he say?
He was talking about this girl who isn't you. Just talking about how much he loves her. And he had a picture of her that I used to see him looking at quite longingly. And he said that he did her wrong and he was full of so much regret for it. And I just really, really wanted to see him get a second chance with her because his love was stronger than his regret and his regret was a lot.
Well.
But. Obviously, that has nothing to do with you.
It has nothing to do with me at all.
Yeah.
And even if it was, that's really nice to hear, but it'd be nicer to hear from him. Not that I care.
And you see, Kenna gets up and goes and sits in the corner. but does look affected by that for sure.
Been sending him postcards periodically, if that interests you.
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, of course it wouldn't interest her. She has nothing to do with it.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
It's a different kind of.
Yeah. Just being a pen pal with like a random guy.
Yeah, that'd be so weird.
Even if that random guy is pretty cool and has helped us a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really saved our skin quite a few times. Yeah. And I just want to repay
somebody
him.
Somebody who works with the Iron Deep Underground and people like Gromdahl Bronzebeard to put small businesses out of business be helping you guys who are against Gromdahl Bronzebeard? That doesn't make any sense.
I think this is a guy who made some mistakes and he's not doing that anymore. And he hasn't in a while. And he's done some he was living in Esri and he did some pretty fucking badass stuff against Mothership.
Yeah, we've all done things in our lives that we regret. We've lived lives that we regret.
Well, not me, but I get your point.
He's lost another tooth.
At this point, we have more chipped teeth than shrimp. I say as I finish off another shrimp.
You see, Kenna is, you know, this is something that she'll have to iron out with her dad properly.
Yeah, I'm trying to fully pretend like I don't know.
What you guys have done is gotten her kind of like, you see throughout the night, as you guys like eat actual dinner, you don't just eat fucking Roxy maniacs.
Yeah,
like
true,
as the night goes on, she just like randomly kind of asks you questions about like Krugen and stuff like that. So like she was kind of stonewalling
you at
first.
About like the bell tower and all his little anti-mothership. I tell her about like the underground in Esri and how he was helping them and working with them. And I make him sound like as cool as a comic book character.
Saul makes meatballs and tells Hardwin to throw more rocks.
Damn, these soft rocks are pretty good too.
Yeah, I think you've just built up your draw strength.
Really? My teeth are getting sharper as they crack and shift.
Are you a vampire?
I was once.
Pointy teeth look right on you.
Sweet. Is there anything else you guys would like to do before you go to bed?
Not me. I'm so excited to sleep. I want my luck points back very badly.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I guess I asked Swag if he wants to try and like do a little meditation, try and commune with Frogson.
Yeah, let's do it. Go ahead and give me a wisdom save or a survival check with advantage.
22.
22. Yeah, you guys both take some time. You go to like the corner of the room, or I'll say you even like leave the Liamon's tiny duck. You guys both commune with the nature around you, this kind of like, you know, very sparse like fungal network and everything that's down here, probably the only living things that are down here. But you much kind of like when Oberon appeared, you do see like little root networks of like fungi and stuff begin to kind of appear near the rocks. And as you guys sit out here next to each other, you have what is essentially the equivalent of a deep conversation free of any kind of, you know, you're both kind of like holding back. You both kind of don't know what to share with each other. You've got this like awkward relationship that you don't really know what this is. You guys basically have a conversation without talking, and having the same kind of like genetic makeup and having this connection to this fungal network and everything. And you guys are in this deep meditative state and you begin having essentially memories as if you were Swag. And you get the sense that he's having memories as if he were you. You're sharing with him, like, you at, like, Launchpad Academy and, like, growing up at the water park and your relationship with Albin and this sort of, like, big betrayal of Mothership that all of a sudden kind of pulled the rug out from under you. Mm-hmm. And you see images of him as a young frog at Moonstone Bay. His childhood is idyllic. He's got a bunch of other frogs that he's running around with. Wow. There's this mushroom patch, like this mushroom garden in the center of town that he runs around and he plays with. There's a trident at the bottom of the bay with a magical enchantment on it that attracts all kinds of sea animals. So they always have plenty to eat there, and swimming there is a experience that you can't get anywhere else, because again, this trident is bringing in life from all around it. So you get these feeling like you almost lived that, but you also feel this like longing to see, you know, what else is out there. Like you see him looking up at like the stars and the sky and the moon and everything and wondering like what's out over those mountains, like what's down this dirt road, you know. And a lot of the other people around him are maybe content to stay there. And then he goes through kind of a lot of the same parallels as you, where he's tricked into, he's basically given an offer by Mothership to come work for them, to get to go to the big city and everything. And then he's used and he's thrown out and he has to run away. And there's moments of deep fear and paranoia, but then there's nice moments where he's, you know, he's bonding with people in the mountains. He meets Bumpy. He's at the creek for a moment there. And then you even see he is maybe so desperate for friends when he first moves to Iron Deep that he doesn't see through Bronra and Mortis's like mask. And so he makes friends with a lot of the Mothership people there, which is why he kind of allowed himself to be tricked in that way and be loyal to them, until this moment when you showed up. And there's this moment of he's scared, but he's relieved and he's confused. And you get the sense that he knew that there were these other Sauls out there, but he feared that they would be like the ones that had come after him, that were just like agents of Patina, and that he had always kind of hoped that there would be someone like you. And then you guys kind of break from this trance.
Can we say that we started like meditating in front of each other, and then when we wake up, we're hugging?
Yeah, you're just hugging and crying.
Let it out, man. Let it out. We're going to find that. We're gonna find what's beyond the stars.
We're going to find it. Oh, God. Launchpad. I can't believe they did that to us.
I can't believe it, man. It's fucked.
It's so fucked. God, I miss Albin. I don't even know Albin, but I miss him.
I know. I hope he's okay.
Oh, God.
I haven't been able to talk to him in so long. I had to surrender the toilet paper that he made for me. You heard about the toilet paper,
right? Of course
I
heard about the toilet paper. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh my God, you get me.
Yeah. Listen, I know you said before that when I look at you that it must be like a cracked mirror and that I must be reminded of everything bad that happened in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But you're more like a regular mirror. You remind me of all the good stuff too. And that's why seeing you on the other side of this issue made it harder.
There's also something I've been wanting to ask you for a long time. Are we secretly really attractive? Because I've been looking at you and you look like really
look
good.
Great.
Do I look that good?
I actually did some modeling when I first got to IMD. See, you're a little bit younger than me, so right now you're kind of denying it, but you just need to lean into it, buddy.
Well, because I've been doing a little acting with Callie.
Yeah.
Mostly to get out of life and death situations.
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe I've got a calling there.
I think you do. You see, puts his hand on your shoulder. Bron.
I'm proud to be your Brad.
And I'm proud to be your broad.
Swag gives you a big hug.
We hug it out for just a little too long.
Yeah.
I think I just have one more thing that I want to do, which is just I want to take out Calder's ice dagger. Ooh. And I want to carve my mother and Ariax's like crest into it as I like make a resolve that we're coming for you, Aldris.
Yeah, you feel a chill around your hand as you hold this dagger. And Callie, you see the bronze serpent slithers over to you and looks at it.
Mom.
This belonged to a very important person to me, and we are going to retrieve him.
Nom.
You see, begins biting into the ground.
Nom.
That's the direction we're going. You're gonna be sick of rocks by the time we get there.
Nom.
And you're just having this weird conversation in the corner with Foster and the serpent. As
it
they
gets
both
really
nod.
Chatty. Yeah. I start talking about a book I read.
But yeah, Callie, you get the sense that the serpent knows this mountain.
Can you take us to the fire giants?
Nom nom nom.
Okay, I think I know what we're doing tomorrow.
Nom nom.
Calder, I hope you like serpents.
Hard one. As you're getting ready for bed, you see Kenna pulls up like her sleeping roll, kind of close to you, and keeps making noises to kind of keep you up, but is too shy to talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Big day.
Night, Kenna.
Yep.
Sorry?
Mr. Surefoot, can I ask you a question?
Oh, yeah. Hard one sits up, burps a rock. Of course. Call me Brad.
Could I call you Hard One?
Sure.
Brad One?
I guess whatever, you know, I know that you're sort of the hero of Iron Deep, and we all talk about you a lot, but we talk about your friends too. We talk about Moonshine Simon and Beverly Tolgold, and I guess I was wondering if they're okay, because from what I heard, you guys were always together.
Yeah, well, you know, Moonshine and Beverly, they'll always be okay. We were the heroes of Bohemia together, but now they're the heroes of the universe. They're stronger than I could ever be. They're ageless. They're badasses. So I'm enjoying my retirement, my golden years, the twilight of my life. but yeah, the three of us, we had some great times. We had some great adventures, and now I'm just happy to know they're on to the next big thing.
I think they probably think you're a badass, and I think they probably miss you, because I miss General Bronzebeard. And it's only been like a day.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's tough to be away from your friends. And right now, General Bronzebeard does need you. But Beverly and Moonshine, they don't need me. And I have to be okay with that.
You hear her just kind of make a dubious sound.
All right, Mr. Shorefoot.
Yep. Well, I don't know if I'm going to go directly to bed now because I've kind of lost in thought, heavy with rocks. Kind of thank you, even though it's hard, for reminding me about my friends. It's nice to think of them.
Well, I don't know. You said, like, that they don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they just want you around. Like, I thought that when I was down in the mines that I needed General Bronzebeard, and then we got lost, and then I found you guys. So maybe I don't need General Bronzebeard right now, but I sure as heck do want her around.
Well, I guess if I'm being honest with myself, I do really miss my friends. And I wonder if they miss me too. Stands to reason they might.
I think it would be safe to assume that they probably do.
Yeah. Well, let me sleep on it, because... You know, I wish it were that easy. There's some stuff that I feel like I have to own up to. And can be tough. But I'll tell you what, I really have to use the bathroom. And
yeah,
you might hear some sounds that would make you think that I need help. But no okay. matter how much I yell, I don't think anyone should go in there.
Okay. I understand. Okay. Do you want me to fart really loud so that nobody can hear you?
I'd like some cover, yeah.
Yeah, hard one. You get some privacy. And you guys just hear kind of just ripping ass.
I lean over to Saul.
The fuck did that girl eat?
An incredible squatter.
It's definitely not genetic, because I have to tell you, Krugen, like, never farted.
Do rocks make you fart?
This girl would 100% fall on a grenade for anyone in the field. I know this now.
So you guys all go to bed for the night. You wake up the next day or whatever time it is. You don't really know. Hmm. You're in a cave, but you take some time to patch up your wounds.
I think Calliope is quite taken with Kenna, partially because of Krugen, but also partially because she just likes her. So I think she's going to like get breakfast ready for her.
See, Kenna rolls out of bed trying to be the first one up.
Squire needs to prepare the serpents for the night.
It's okay, I just trance. Oh, so I've been up for 4 hours.
You're so hard to wake up before. General Bronzebeard wakes up so much later than you.
I only need to sleep. I only need to trance for 4 hours. Anyways, I've made you breakfast and there's no rocks in it.
I can only sleep for 3 hours and 50 minutes now because I need 10 minutes.
No, Kenna, no. That's not how it works.
Okay.
Please accept. I've made a little breakfast for you.
Okay. Thank you.
There. Just, you know, let yourself be your age for just breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah, you see Kenna pulls up next to you and immediately kind of like gets down to business trying to learn more about like being a knight and stuff.
So how'd you get the serpent?
How did I get it?
Yeah.
It's a really long story, but basically I owed a favor to a giant serpent in the sky located in the Beastlands, which is how I got the first serpent.
Right.
And then actually I've got a second serpent and I cast Fine Steed, aka Fine Serpent. So yeah, that one's actually kind of a representation of what's back in the Beastlands.
Okay.
All this is just sort of like a big cosmic debt that she my just family keeps, owes because the Eladrin, you know.
What does your family owe?
Just keeps going into it. and you explain to her and everything. But I think, yeah, Swag does, as you guys are like packing up and getting ready for the day, Swag goes, I think I might have to make my way back up to the surface. I don't think I can make it inside of the Fire Giant settlement.
Yeah. Well, you should make contact with Krugen. I think that...
Yeah, is there...
Yeah, make contact with Krugen.
Should I go to that address that you guys gave me before?
Yeah. Oh,
did
yeah.
you end up giving that to someone?
Yeah.
So it's probably okay.
Hey, you killed him, right?
Oh, we
killed
did.
Krugen?
No, the guy...
The hippo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I killed him. He was evil.
He was kind of a dick,
literally met him as he was trying to... Like, help a war criminal.
Okay.
Like, recruit a war criminal.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome, by the way. You never thanked us for killing him in the end.
Yes. Sort of a work friend, but yeah, we were bad, I guess.
How close were you? Like, not very your close. Apartment or like?
Yeah, but it was like a party where I invited everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I'd love to go to a swag
And he
party.
Brought, he was like plus three, which was like
plus
not
three.
Okay. That's asking a lot. He brought plus three.
He brought three people.
To an apartment
okay,
party.
So you have to understand what that meant. You have to understand what that meant.
Yeah.
It meant that you invited him to a party and he said to three of his friends, I don't really know this guy. Will you come with me? Because I barely know this guy.
You don't think.
I know.
Certainly.
Wow.
Yeah. Did they like, were they good at the party, or were they, like, eating all your food?
They mostly ate all my food and sort of held court and told a lot of stories and made fun
of
the...
Did they bring anything? Like, even paper plates?
No.
Really?
Hey, I said, come hungry, bring your appetite. And boy, did they.
Okay, you're a good host.
All right.
I have a question, Swag. Would you consider, I mean, does he look... You know, does the amphibian aspect feel like he can go underwater?
Yeah.
Would you consider checking up on B. Alexandrite?
Yeah, if you're up for it, a little reconnaissance.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, bottom of the ocean floor, probably no one knows you there.
I can go on a little swim, and I guess, I think if this thing disappeared in Esri and is just somewhere on the ocean floor, I think I have a pretty slim chance of finding it, but I don't know, maybe I can go talk to your friend Krugen and see if there's anyone on, like, the underground that might know more about it.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little concerned that maybe B. Alexandrite might absorb this...
Mother sub?
Yeah, this mother sub. Mm-hmm. Or the other way around.
All right, yeah. I'll look into it. But this place, you think it'll be safe? You think I should hide out there?
I don't know that it will be safe.
But I think that, honestly, seeing what you can do, Krugen could use your help.
If you're looking for safe, maybe you could just go back to Moonstone.
No, I want to help. I've caused enough trouble for you all. And you guys took out the guy who brought a +3 to my apartment party.
You're welcome.
What was the bathroom situation after they
it
left?
Was a I mess. Have to ask. It was a mess.
Oh my God.
They also clogged it.
They clogged it.
One of the +3 really? Clogged it. A friend of a friend clogged my toilet.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. And I drank too much because I was nervous socially and I had to throw up in the sink.
What?
Yeah.
Saul is remembering an exact time this happened to him.
You and Album back at Launchpad. Somehow the magic toilet got clogged.
We're just screaming
with magic diary.
Fix it, man!
I'm gonna spew.
You fed me too much spaghetti salad, Saul. I told you.
I'm sorry. I'm a nervous.
This diet is insane.
Is there any way we can stay in contact with you? I guess at the very least, I can like try and give you like a little mushroom, and if you die, it'll die. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's how it works, maybe. I think we would know at this point if something happened to the other one. But yeah, I'll go meet up with your friend. I won't share the address this time.
There you go.
Good on you.
Yeah, I'll try to make my way back up.
If you are going to see Krugen, I'm going to do a quick postcard with a little picture of Kenna.
Okay.
With a little picture of Kenna doing something brave, like hanging onto the serpent.
Right.
Or farting while I was in the bathroom.
Hanging onto the serpent and batting a boulder away from Hard One.
Sick. you give this postcard to Swag.
Just say, mm-hmm. And maybe just on the postcard I'll say... She's wonderful. Get in touch. I think she might be coming around.
You hand that to Swag.
XOXOXOXO Calliope.
Wow, that's a lot of XOs.
You actually took up a lot of the postcard, but I guess I'll sign my name really small here.
Swag gives you guys a hug, gives you a big hug, Saul, and goes, let's get a drink, not at Ley Lantern, once you get back.
Yeah.
I actually kind of liked it.
I kind of liked it, too.
Exposed ceiling was really cool.
Exposed ceilings was cool. Mm-hmm. All the unnecessary cogs.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. The fixtures?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I would just go there with, like, a leather jacket with no shirt on. It was awesome.
Dude, that's such a good look for us.
I know. But I gotta lay low. All right. Anyway.
I give him a little, like, bracelet of yarn. Just to wear, just so, like we can feel connected.
He's got like a bracer on that was probably something that would help him get into Mothership HQ and stuff like that. And you see he rips that off and puts on the little yarn bracelet. And he salutes you guys and begins hopping up towards. And I'll say he conveys that he has like a device on him that will allow him to kind of track where he's at so that he can get back safely.
That's my bratty.
Bye, Bron.
Eblomachus.
He heads off. And you see, Callie, as the Liamant's tiny duck disperses, you see the serpent.
I think I let the serpent eat it all.
Nom, 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 nom.
Whoa, this thing was edible? Why didn't anyone tell me?
I've had it.
Goes
nom,
and...
Nom, nom,
nom. Nom, 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 nom,
bleep, 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 bleep.
Goes and eats the whole tiny hut. And you see the serpent looks ready to go, looks ready to lead the way, kind of like Foster was doing before. And Kenna stands at the ready, has all of your guys' like equipment ready.
So what do you say? Should we head deeper?
Are you ready to maybe meet Ultras?
I'm ready to fucking beat Ultras.
Yes!
What's up? Let's go down.
Wait, should we... although we'll probably get down there, get like a lay of the land. The question is like, do we try to free Jaina first, then get Calder? Do we try to get Calder to help us free Jaina? I think once we're down there, we'll get a better idea.
Yeah, right? It seemed like there was like a really complex political situation, some serious factions to contend with. So lay of the land for sure, but I think Jaina's our first move.
Okay.
Great.
Let's go.
So you guys follow this bronze serpent that begins eating up all of the dirt and rocks around you. And as
does it
you
poop
do,
them out?
It does not poop them out. Okay. It just seems to like just absorb them.
Where does it go?
Where does it go?
I asked you the haven't serpent.
Is there a big pile of rocks in the Beastlands?
Yeah. Nom nom nom. Nom nom nom. Nom nom.
You see, it looks confused and is now having an existential crisis.
Never mind. You're so pretty. Don't think about it.
Nom nom.
And then continues going. And this thing is big enough that essentially what it's doing is like swiveling through the mountain up and down, creating like a tunnel so that you guys can walk behind him. And he is essentially taking you on a direct path to the Fire Giant City. And Hardwin would know this. The name of this place is Mal Skiriel. You are on the way to Mal Skiriel. And as you make your way there, you begin to feel intense heat around you. But as you're talking about Ultras and Calder and Callie, you've just added some sigils to this sword that Calder gave you. You begin to feel it cold at your side. And with that, we're going to cut over to someone.
Woo!
Oh.
Jake.
Oh, wow.
I have a question for you.
Oh, shit. Yes.
What do you think Calder has been doing in the nebulous time since you were trapped in the demiplane?
I think Calder would have felt like the surroundings inside the helm were familiar to him. It felt far away, but in its own way, it felt like home. So he probably built himself a little shelter, just like his mom and brothers would have showed him how. They probably would have always done it for him. So he tried to remember everything he watched to do it by himself. And I think he's just been sitting by the fire, whittling, whistling, and getting very, very, very angry.
Yeah. Calder, as you sit there stewing over this fire, just sharpening your sword and whittling on various projects and everything to keep yourself busy in front of this little like homestead that you've made.
I made a little sign that says Ultra sucks.
What are you whittling?
Calder's whittling tiny little figurines for Saul and Callie.
Yeah.
To put on a little show.
Yeah. You are in this wintry landscape, whittling these little figures for your friends. That's the way you've kind of kept your sanity, the way you've been like hanging on. And you find yourself sometimes getting weird deja vu, just like, it feels like home here. Where is home? When's the last time you've been home? Days, months, years, seconds? Feels like only a moment ago you were with Saul and Callie. You're looking at these little figures that you've made for them. Saul and Callie, old friends of yours from way, way back. Why, you remember just the other day with them. Just the other day? No. Old friends. Sal and Cassie, was it?
Oh, fuck.
No, Saul and Callie. You just saw them. You just saw them yesterday. And as you're contemplating this strange conundrum, you perceive something you haven't seen in a long time. A change. Something different. You're on this icy waste. You've got this little home that you've made. You've made this fire. You're whittling in front of it. sort of dips down over a frozen lake, and then there's more mountains in the distance. And across the icy waste, you see a short, cloaked figure making their way towards you across the snow. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
16.
Just kind of looks like a dot from here. You do see that they're giving off some kind of aura, some kind of like intense heat that looks like it is sort of melting some of the ice behind them. You see like chunks breaking off behind them as they walk across this frozen lake. And otherwise, you just see this hooded, cloaked figure heading in your direction. You hear them shout,
"Are you the jailer? Or are you a prisoner?"
"I'm trapped here. I'm a prisoner. Who are you? Who are you, stranger?"
"I'm a prisoner as well." You see the cloak figure, as they get close, takes off her hood, revealing the thick neck and chiseled jaw of a dwarven warrior. She has long white hair parted to one side, and the other is shaved down, revealing battle scars. She is emanating a strange orange bronze glow behind her eyes. "My name is General Jaina Bronzebeard, and you're going to help me get the fuck out of here." And that's where we'll end our session.
Jaina, jailbreak, yes!
Oh my god, that's fun.
Fuck.
That's fun stuff.
Oh man, wow. There were some all-time moms in that one, Merv. Great work, dude.
Great moms, guys.
Fun one, gang.
Seriously fun one. Holy shit.
Damn, I'm so excited to hang with Jaina. Yeah.
Let us in the helm. We want to hang.
We'll see. Yes, we'll talk about this more over in our Patreon, patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD, don't sing yet.
Excuse me.
In the meantime, does anyone have anything they'd like to plug?
I would like to plug, this is an interesting one. There's a new show on HBO Max called My Adventures with Superman, which cool. is like a Superman anime that my friend Josie wrote on. Her husband, Marley, actually listened to the show. So this is half a shout out for that show and half of it just like, "Hey, Marley, how's
hey,
it going?"
Hey, Marley. Sweet. I'll shout out some of our live shows. On September 13th, we'll be in Minneapolis. September 14th, we'll be in Madison, Wisconsin. September 15th, Milwaukee. September 16th, Chicago. October 26th, Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. October 27th, Denver. October 28th, Sacramento. October 29th, Portland. November 10th, Las Vegas. November 14th, New Orleans. November 15th, Orlando. And November 17th, Fort Lauderdale. Get your tickets at nadpod.com/live. We're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of those are live dungeon courts, which are always insane.
Yeah, check the site. See if you'd like to go to an actual play show or a dungeon court show.
Or both.
We post the D&D court to the mixed bag before. Maybe we'll put it in the main feed so people can see how fun the live D&D court was.
I love it.
They're juicy.
We had a great time.
So be on the lookout for that. You can follow us on social media that we may or may not use at THMurphsMe, at Caldy's Caldwell, at EXfordsEmily, and at Jake Hurwitz's Jake. And you could tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the youth of a nation. We are the youth of a nation.
And hey, would you look at that? It's time to thank our benevolent Council of Elders. Starting with Brad D, Jeffrey S, Hugh C, later Mick Skater, Matt M, Cutter W, Feared Al, Daniel G, Dungeon Mama, okay, maybe a little sexual, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Beardman Dan, Danny P, Vincent W, Victor T, Balnor's Boy, Hoyd's Friend, Justin I, Ragnar Fairdwind, TJ M, Treylay the Cray, Christopher B, Damiel R, Jordan L, Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, a Wiggly Whittle Wife Worm, of course, Princess Yar, Michael L, Jack L, Sam L, Nicholas C, star of every film ever made in Bohemia, now starring as a tin of beans in Hard One's reality show Airship Interiors. Very tasteful. Samuel B, Mike H, Alka Smeltzer Plus, Great Value Gemma, Adam G, Tyler F, Panama James, Heradrian, Rex Thaniel the White, Diana DLL, CC Lulu, Timmy R., Lucas B., Reiko, It's Kevin, and of course, it wouldn't be the COE without Calder Will Come Cold Again, Winter Is Coming, hashtag CCC Forever. Shout out to my fairy followers. Taylor B., the vengeful one-winged angel, Cass Skateboard Cass, Captain of the Stevens, Stephen C., Mike K., Lady Taco, Jake L., Nick W., Swashbuckling Swag Snagger, William W., Big Bad Beard of the Mad, Eric McD., Riot Ryan, Hungry Dave's Frisbee Golf Bud, Anorama, Percival Frederickstein, Von Mussel, Klawowski, De Rollo, The Third, Adam, The Simple, Dimples, J. Dragonborn, Vincent, Thrum As You Are, D, The Sandrian, Ben A, Dave H, Catherine S, David K, Christian S, Dustin S, Connor F, Hawkeye Pierce, Bookvar's Assistant, Izzy F, DPC Is Awesome, Sean, The Shade Tree Mechanic of Zelbuldar, Summer RG, Marky Mark, The Marvelous Mining Engineer, Cat C, Kel Slay, Misa of House and Zunza, Ariel, The Occasional Mermaid, Selena N, aka Valacy Raptor, Be Perky Always, Pat L, Savexel, Lauren H, Talia, Ryan S, The Bone Duster, Ball Business Illustrator, Ploops, Carly A, Addy K, Connor Savage, Salil, Leviathan, BioQuart 7, Amber Dextrous, Sullivan H, Trubhop Dropper, Sydney T, Jack H, Grabster Champion of Karad, Scuttling Sideways Towards Tomorrow, Afrex, Lindsay W, Juicy Kiwi, the official Duck Ambassador, Training Ducks to do dressage one quack at a time, Valen, Carlin C, Emily S, Noah, the Bagel of All Things, James G, Everything Bago, the Eladrin who just wants to hang out with his pet badger, Stripey, Dandy, Eric B, Marcos P, Learns the Balance Druid, Dakota J, P, Freda M, Pagos Betrothed, Self-Proclaimed Fae Prince, Tracy P, the Crick Elf Librarian, Andy E, Maggie S, the 2022 Spellcheck Champion, yeah, right, I'm coming for that crown, Holly H, Kristen Z, Leah C, Hunter H, Maybe, Pixel Stars, Akash Thakar, Cal, Just Cal, Commodore Galaxy, Edison N, Russell H, A Monk Named Dilgo, Yes, The Whole Thing, Yes, Every Time, Our Friend Simon, Singing Game Over and Saying Eternal Sleep is Better Than Facing Morpheus Alone Again, Keychains Pentium 2, Processor, Lorelei the Succubus, and Kira, Her Busty Queen, Your Friendly Neighborhood, Yaunt and Yunkle, Andrew and Sid, John Adams, Yes, Like the President, Happy Birthday to you, buddy. Meg, the Mail Carrier Manager of Bohemia, who has gotten promoted due to her superb service to Simon. James F., M4L, Austin S., Wayfarer, has now settled into their new life in the Fae Realm as a florist. What could go wrong? Barpo, Good Barrel, Barbarian, and Brewer Emeritus of Waterdeep. Mary B.C., Melora, Devotee, Contender in the Making, Welshlander, Garrett G., One Big Curd, Mr. D., Dana, The Daisy, Sean J., Ethan B., Renee, the Monster Captain, Gabrielle W., Box C., the Once and Medium King, Hope's Dagger, the Only Dagger of Hope, Olivia, the Enchanting Bard, who is working hard on her audition for the lead singer of the Mounting Crows, Winter, Slade, Forrest H., aka Life is Like a Box of Martha Togold's Sticky Buns, Riley S., Fico, Angry Wheat, Anthony, the Raddest of Dudes, Josh H., Mango, Empanadas, Clementine T., Caleb L.S., This message has been brought to you by fairies in support of hashtag CCC, Alex R., Bunker Master, Player Disaster, Cantrip Dumbledore, the Bear Onesie Wearing Barbarian, MJ, the BFG, Drinking Tea, By the Sea, Dogs of Babel, Calvius Silverfang, Gino T., Mama Bell, the Silver Serpent herself, Please Save My Subterranean Son, Done and Done, Funir, Bow Chicka Wow Wow, Derek D., Tristan G., Leon K., Legendary Hero of Bohemia from a Future Campaign. Very nice. Jazzman and Fam, Pawpaw's elite team of lawyers, currently representing Emily in the case of Yabba Dabba Do, No Sir, Yabba Dabba Don't. Alex K., Joshua P., Alexander, Linz W., Angel, La Pamela, Sandra, hyphen, Rita. Very nice. Emma S., Red, the Reforged, Warforged, Dragon Knight 86, the Godly King, Hard Ones, Hot, Hump, Gunk, Shelby, Now Made It, 2019, Chasing the Two Crew, back to 2023, avoided the honey trap, and smoked a bowl with Alanis. Jake S., stable bread on salad, aka crouton. Jackson R., T3RHX. Michelle Andrew S., Nova B., the deathcore bard. Awesome. Caitlin D. Z. Borb, Blake H. Big Bev's bestie, Lloyd the rat that controls my cerebellum, Opa Remy from Ratatouille style, Drax the icy sorcerer, Pawpaw Skydays, Meemaw Skydays, Haley the human, and of course, Lord Damon Duke of the Dungeon. Thank you, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.